This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This scores.broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We are here at Lima Stadium. It was spitting a little drizzle an hour ago. It is at the moment, but that will not put a damper on this game. It should be a high-quality, high-octane performance by both teams. Fort Loramie 5-4, Lima Central Catholic 5-3. The last time these two clubs will meet as independents. They'll play as members of the Northwest Conference next September, right back here at Lima Stadium. At stake, a home game next week, week 11, to start the playoffs. Each club right now, Fort Loramie, Lima Central Catholic, sit at number 11 in their respective regions. Fort Loramie, Division 7, Region 28. Lima Central Catholic, Division 7, Region 26. Fort Loramie, with a win, will likely host Cedarville in an 8-9 matchup next Friday. Lima Central Catholic, with a win, will vault from 11 to 7 and more than likely take on Macomb. If Lima Central Catholic does win and vault to 7, their opponent more than likely would be Upper Scioto Valley or Pioneer North Central. So Lima Central Catholic with a win vaults to 7. Fort Loramie with the win vaults to 8. Both teams play at home next week. Fort Loramie licking its wounds after faltering at Lucas last week, although the Redskins, after a 1-3 start, have played well over the last 5 weeks when you take a look at those five games as a whole. Meanwhile, Lima Central Catholic, having dropped 2 straight to Fort Loramie, wants to get even here today. Lima Central Catholic, you might say, has had a couple weeks off. 2 weeks ago, no game. Richmond Heights canceled on Lima Central Catholic on Thursday night before the Friday game. And last week, LCC drubbed Cardinal Stritch 53-0. Cardinal Stritch had less than 10 yards in that game. So a lot on the line here today as these two teams get set to enter the NWC next year and lock horns in the month of September, an earlier date next season. And it will be right back here at Lima Stadium. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today, including Francis Schulze in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. It's all about explosiveness, big plays on offense, and key third down stops on defense. A lot of points the last 2 years, not much defense. Whichever club forces a few punts today, that just might be the difference in this game. Key building components for Fort Loramie and Lima Central Catholic. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Well, a big key here today for Fort Loramie is going to be the offensive line, which is executed in the run game very well most of the season. Today it may be called on to do some extra duty in pass protection mode. Gabe Hart is at quarterback. Maxwell Maurer and Carter Eilerman are at wide receiver spots as Fort Loramie and head coach Spencer Wells attempt to infuse a little more of that explosiveness into the offensive unit. Of course, the big playmaker for Lima Central Catholic is second-team All-Stater from a year ago, Carson Parker. 6'3", 210-pound quarterback. He is a horse. He is a strong, hard-nosed fullback or tailback disguised as a quarterback, you might say. He wears numeral 1 on his back. He is LCC's number one guy who will require multiple spies from Fort Loramie's defense all afternoon today. Redskins simply cannot let him run wild. That is for sure. It's another pre-Halloween date between Fort Loramie and Lima Central Catholic, and the Redskins have made big comebacks the last 2 years to haunt LCC right before Halloween. Lima Central Catholic wants to get revenge here today. Fort Loramie licking its wounds after dropping a game to Lucas last week, as I mentioned, wants to get back on the winning track and earn a home field contest next week in Week 11 at Fort Loramie High School. Likely opponent would be Cedarville. And we're not going to talk about what happens if LCC or Fort Loramie loses until maybe late in the game. But there are consequences. Both teams would go on the road. Each club would have to travel. In fact, Fort Loramie might have to make a 3-hour round trip to Cincinnati if it falters here today against LCC. Comments from both coaches upcoming. Spencer Wells, sixth-year head man at Fort Loramie. Scott Palti, 10-year head coach at Lima Central Catholic. Just around the corner, Fort Loramie 5-4, Lima Central Catholic 5-3. Huge Division 7 game, Week 10, here on scores, broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back here to Lima Stadium. A little drizzle falling once again. Some partly sunny skies earlier have been dispatched, and rain is present. Wind blowing out of the south. Lima Central Catholic will receive, will have a slight breeze at its back to start this game when we kick it off in about 20 minutes. The Fort Laramie Redskins, under head coach Spencer Wells, lost three of their first four this year against teams which went 26-4 in 30 games during the regular season. Minster 8-2, Versailles 8-2, Columbus Academy 10-0. But Fort Laramie's gotten back on track at 5-4 with a very good running game all year long and a passing attack, which was re-emphasized this week, according to head coach Spencer Wells.
Yeah, you know, really proud of the way the guys responded. You know, we were 1-3, and then we've been 4-1 in our past five games. So as disappointing as last week was, we've done a lot of really good things as we approach playoff time. And you know, that's the focus this week. You know, what do we have to do on offense and defense to ensure a playoff run? Because we're, you know, like I said, last week was disappointing, but it doesn't change our expectations. You know, we believe in these guys. We know if we put it all together in all three facets, offense, defense, special teams, we're going to be really dangerous, and we have to do that. You know, we're running out of time to keep saying, hey, we haven't played our best football yet. Let's do it this week. It has to be this week, you know, because if we wait for another wake-up call, we're probably going to be packing our bags.
Changing expectations, changing up the offense somewhat.
Yeah, you know, really think that we need just some more weapons on the perimeter. And, you know, to do that, we're changing up to kind of some of the base formations we ran last year. As you know, we were more of a pass-heavy team last year, and we're not going to become a pass-heavy team. You know, we're going to continue to lean on our run game, but we need to protect our run game better. And because of that, we put Maxwell Maurer back at his receiver spot that he played last year. Carter Eilerman, we're putting him at the receiver spot that Logan played last year, and just trying to get more plays on the perimeter. You know, we love our run game. We are very much a power run game, and because of that, we're seeing heavy boxes. We have to threaten the perimeter more, and with those two guys out there and with Gabe Hart going to quarterback, we feel that puts us in position to do so. We're really excited about it.
During this stretch run of the season, who's played really well for you? Highlight some personnel.
Yeah, you know, defensively, the guys that stand out for me are two seniors, Aiden Bolin and Brock McCumber. You know, Brock leads us in tackles. He has really stepped up at the inside backer spot. Aiden Bolin, you know, he's a Swiss Army knife for us. He was a corner, then he was a safety, and then now we're putting him at outside backer with the package that we have this week for LCC, the 3-4 look. And he's excelled everywhere we've put him. You know, he's a really smart kid. He worked hard in the weight room, and he's able to play at a high level because of that. Offensively, you know, I really love the offensive line. I mean, that group with led by some key seniors, Braden Frilling at center. That was a switch we made after the Columbus Academy game. Roger Hoyne going to guard, and then Jason Siegel, a strong tackle. You know, those three guys, that unit is blocking really, really, really well up front in the run game. You know, the problem that we've seen is teams are just outnumbering us in the box, you know, for the reasons I mentioned previously. So if we can be more of a threat on the perimeter, lighten up those boxes to make it a little easier to run because we love our run game, then, you know, we can be a pretty dangerous offense. So that's going to be critical this week.
In addition to the run game, which has gotten better and better and better, where else has the club improved through 9 weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think special teams has gotten much better. Our kickoff unit is really covering well, and it's going to be critical this week because they've returned some kicks for touchdowns. They're very skilled. And so our coverage on kickoff has really improved. Early in the year when you guys covered us, you think of the Versailles and the Minster game, you know, the average starting field position for them was close to the 50. And we've done a great job hitting our kickoff goal, kickoff coverage goal of pinning them inside the 30 consistently. And that's going to be huge this week. So special teams has really improved. Then I think defensively, we've gotten much better against the run. You know, we're still giving up more. That, like, last week was a tough one at Lucas. We're giving up more big plays than we want. But overall, we have really shown an ability to contain the run game, and in the last 5 weeks especially. So that's going to be a huge challenge tonight. You know, with Carson Parker and the skill that they have, you know, they're really good at that, and they got a really good offensive line. And so pursuing to the football, tackling well, stopping the run. If we can start from there, that'll be key.
Spencer Wells, sixth-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and LCC, which is, once again, as you noted, highly skilled, very athletic. My, oh my, two great games the last 2 years against LCC. What do you do for an encore?
We're about to find out, ain't we? You know, I think it's going to be a similar type game. I really do. I think that, you know, matchup-wise, I think it's, if we play to our potential, I think it's very much an even matchup. I think each team poses, I think each team has the ability to attack the weaknesses of the other team. I'll leave it at that. You know, I think from a matchup standpoint, there's things that they're going to try to take advantage of, and there's things that we feel like we can take advantage of. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out in the end. But to your point, we know we're going to have to play for 48 minutes. You know, we know that we're going to have to play four-quarter type game, not get too high or too low. You know, just keep swinging, keep trying to win the next play, that type of mindset, because it's going to be one of those nights.
Five touchdowns to win it for you 2 years ago, five scores needed again last season, and probably five touchdowns needed once again tonight to pull this game out of the fire and earn a home date in the playoffs.
That's the goal we've been talking about. You know, since at the point we were 1-3, we still controlled our own destiny from that standpoint. We want to be able to host a home playoff game. Every year we've been able to host one since I've been here, and that's we got to win this week to do that. So that's something that we have to earn. But yeah, it's going to be, like we said, the only way we're going to earn that is play after play. You know, we have got to get in that type of playoff mentality. You know, that's what it is. You know, when you start playing teams like this, and as we make a playoff run, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of separation talent-wise. You know, I think it's going to be, you have to create separation in your preparation. You know, whoever has the best week this week is probably going to be able to eke out, you know, the win at the end. And so we've got to be sharp. We've got a lot of changes on offense and defense that we talked about. We got to really button that up in 1 week's time, because if we can prepare better, you know, that we feel like that's the advantage that we'll need to get the win.
And do your best tonight to prevent the big explosive plays from LCC.
Yeah, you know, and really what I'm focused on just as much is finding a way to create explosive plays. We've proven that we can do the hard part. You know, we can do 10, 12 play drives. You know, that's typically what it is for us.
Yep.
Can we find explosive plays? You know, I was talking with Caleb Maurer last night about that, and he's off at college now, and he's doing really well, but he mentioned that. He's like, man, you always talked about explosive plays. If you can find a way to get those clicking with the changes that we made, that makes such a huge difference. So hopefully we can do that tonight.
head coach Spencer Wells of the Fort Loramie Redskins. As we've noted, this Fort Loramie-Lima Central Catholic rivalry will renew next September when the two schools collide in a Northwest Conference clash. Both programs have joined the NWC, LCC in all sports, Fort Loramie football only. LCC head coach Scott Palti in his 10th year is so pleased that his program is no longer chasing independence around the state.
Yeah, that's exciting. As we were talking earlier, you know, us and Fort Loramie have both been traveling all over the state to find opponents and, you know, having uncertainty each year, trying to fill out your schedule and find people to play. It is really nice to have some continuity and some familiar opponents now each year, and you get to your kids get to compete in a conference and a league, and, you know, that's exciting for both schools. And I know we're excited here at LCC to have the opportunity to play some really good football programs, some teams that had some great success, and we get to be added to it. And you know, that's obviously travel now. We aren't going to be traveling as far, which is great because I'm not a big fan of school buses. And I'm not sure any adult is a fan of riding on school buses. But, you know, our kids are excited and playing some local schools with kids they're familiar with. And, you know, we are really looking forward to next season.
Hey, 4 or 5 regular season games from now, you'll be playing Fort Loramie once again.
Yeah, I mean, what an odd twist that we pick this game up and we're playing. And we end up we start the season independent on our schedule. By the end of the year, we're now conference rivals. It's an interesting development. But this will be the 3rd year in a row we've played Fort Loramie, and you know, they are a well coached, really disciplined, good football team, and obviously they're going to bring a lot to the conference, and they're a good opponent, and getting to play teams like that just make you better.
And looking over the roster of the 2023 edition of Lima Central Catholic football, I recognize a couple names, experienced seniors, Carson Parker and Billy Burke. Yet it's a young club that you have groomed here this season.
Yeah, we've had 3-4 sophomores and a freshman starting on each side of the ball the entire season. It's been a growth process. I mean, we've really had to be patient and grow from week one to now. We feel our kids have done that. They've worked hard, and we feel like we're a much better football team going into week 10 than we were going into week one. And that's obviously what you expect your kids to do when they're young and inexperienced and haven't played a lot of varsity football. But we like this group. We like the kids we have, and you know, obviously Carson and Billy have been great players for us, and combined with our youth guys, we're excited to, you know, for this week 10 game, and we're excited to get to week 11 as well and see if we can have continued success we've had the last few years.
Offensively, it's a non-traditional spread of sorts, a power scheme, shotgun formation. Carson Parker at 6'3", 210, runs the ball 20 times a game.
Yeah, he's our main guy in the backfield. He's a big load to tackle, and we use him in the run game. Quarterback run game, obviously, can be beneficial in offense, and we have a good weapon beside him there in Matthew Quatman, who's made a lot of plays in his career as a junior, and last year he's made a lot of plays at the receiver position, so we like him too, and both those guys have done a really good job for us, and you know, we like our offensive skill guys. Billy's made some big catches, and Mylon has made plays this year. So, you know, we like to run and pass the ball, and hopefully continue to do that with some success.
Your assets on defense.
Caden Falke, our sophomore backer, has really played well for us. He's our leading tackler. He's really gotten better as years going on. He's a really good football player. We've had Carson Heffner in the linebacker position play well. Jaden Williams, a freshman, defensive tackle, has gotten better as years gone on. E.J. Jones, a defensive end. And it was our biggest place to start. We only returned 2 guys who had played any defense for us last year. So we were really, really new and experienced to start the year. And those guys have gotten better each week. And, you know, they're aggressive, hard-nosed kids. And, you know, we're happy with their improvement as the year's going on.
Scott Palti, head coach, Lima Central Catholic football, our guest before tonight's game between LCC and Fort Loramie. It has taken 5 touchdowns to win this game the last 2 seasons. In fact, the loser, I think, has scored 5 touchdowns, maybe kicked a field goal in there, missed an extra point or two. But it's gone right down to the wire the last 2 campaigns. No reason why this game tonight won't be decided till the final minute as well.
Yeah, neither team has played the most fantastic defense in our previous 2 matchups. I think both sides would probably like to see a few more stops we've seen the last 2 years, but I expect another really good football game against two quality opponents. And, you know, I guess if it's 42-40 or 10-7, I just hope we got more points than they do for once. They've had our number the last couple years, and we haven't been able to get over the hump. But, yeah, we'll play hard, and I know they'll become prepared and ready. And exciting for both teams. Both of us already made the playoffs, so it's a great test to get ready for Week 11 and beyond.
What's the big key tonight? What will decide it in the end, do you think? Can you put your finger on one thing?
No, I think, you know, we just said we got to get some stops. We got to slow them down, and we can't give up 30-some points like we have the last couple times we've played. We've got to play better defense. Get off the field on third down has been an issue. We got to make sure we get off the field. We have a chance. And then on offense, we have to make plays. We got to be physical up front, and then we have to make plays when they're there. And as all games, you know, got to take care of the football. And we've done a good job of that, knock on wood, and hopefully we continue to do that.
Words of Scott Balte, 10-year head coach here at Lima Central Catholic. We'll return with more starting lineups up next, then the kickoff on scoresbroadcast.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
The sun has diminished, and we've got a pop-up sprinkle going on here at Lima Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, filling in for Chuck McBee. Minutes away from the kickoff, Lima Central Catholic will receive Fort Loramie's opening boot. Lima Central Catholic has Carson Parker at quarterback. 6'3", 210, a senior. He is a stud. Slot back, Michael Quatman, 5'9", 150. Or I should say, yes, he's the slot back. His brother, Matthew Quatman, is the feature running back, 5'11", 175, a junior. The wingback, Caden Falke, 6 feet, 195, a sophomore. Split ends are Billy Burke, 6'6", 193, a senior, and Mylon Cowens, 5'11", 165, a junior. Along the offensive line, the tackles, Gianni McKee, 6'3", 328, a junior, and Caden Johnson, 6'3", 325, a sophomore, two 300-plus pounders. The guards, Chris Cirkovich, 6'1", 193, a junior, and Braden Malcolm, 6 feet, 227, a sophomore. The center, Andrew Baldoff, 6'3", 211, and a sophomore. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, the quarterback, Gabe Hart, 6'2", 205, a junior. The wideouts, Maxwell Maurer, Carter Eilerman, Spencer Knopf, all 6'3". Ty Kemper, 6'3" tight end. Tailback Will Holland, 5'10", 170-pound senior. Along the offensive line, the tackles, Lewis Hart, 6'2", 205, a junior, and Jason Siegel, 6'1", 240, a senior. The center is Roger Hoying, 6 feet, 265, and a senior offensive lineman, or I should say a junior. The guards, along with the guard along with Hoying, is Ben Plyman, 6'2", 200-pound junior, and the center, Braden Frilling, 6 feet, 195, a senior. As Coach Spencer Wells noted during the pregame, he was singing the praises of this offensive line, especially the seniors, Frilling, along with Siegel and Hoying. Opening kickoff to start the game is punched down to the 16-yard line, fumbled momentarily by Lima Central Catholic, and then run back out to the 28, and that's where the Thunderbirds will start first down, 10 yards to go, 2 yards short of the 30. Lima Central Catholic in the home light blue jerseys, red numbers, white pants, red headgear. Fort Loramie, the road white tops, black pants, black numbers outlined in red. Primarily black helmets. Lima Central Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Carson Parker sets up 6 yards behind the line. Nobody alongside. Man in motion, Matthew Quatman. Carson Parker gets the call. Big gaping hole between right guard and tackle. And he pounds out over the 35. One, two, three, flags fly in late. The ball's loose on the ground. Recovery by Fort Loramie. I think the officials were just marking the fact that the ball was loose, a fumble had happened, and Fort Loramie plopped on it at the 37 of Lima Central Catholic as the quarterback, Carson Parker, tried to scramble for extra yards, and Fort Loramie ripped it away. Fort Loramie with great field position here at the start at the LCC 37 as quarterback Carson Parker called his own number, as you'd expect on the game's first play. And he made a nice gain, close to 10, but the ball was popped free by the Redskins. And Fort Loramie's quarterback, Gabe Hart, takes the high snap from center on the opening play and shoots between left guard and tackle for 4 to about the 33 of LCC. Second down and 6 for the Redskins. The game only 30 seconds old, and already a big mistake turned in by the home team. A fumble on the initial play of the afternoon. Here's Hart back to throw on 2nd and 6. Fires low outside the numbers near the Fort Loramie sideline. It bounces to the receiver intended for Knopf at the 29. No good. 3rd down and 6 for the Redskins, who may very well be in 4-down territory. Understand, Ohio State defeated Penn State 20-12. Ohio State gave up a late cosmetic touchdown for the Nittany Lions after Ohio State had broken it open at 20-6. Here's Holland. He's got a gap between left guard and tackle. Look at him go. Shoots through the cavity. Stays on his feet. Shakes one man off at the 20. Pounding to the 15. Hammers to the 11. Will Holland. Super run. As he raced for about 22, 23 yards, he scored a couple of late touchdowns in the game 2 years ago to enable Fort Loramie to gain a two-score advantage over Lima Central Catholic. Redskins held on to win it 36-31. Ball marked for play just outside the 10. Hard to throw. It's a quick slant. Look in throw. Snared at the 4. And it is a touchdown. The receiver for Fort Loramie, Carter Eilerman, high steps his way into the end zone. 6-0 Redskins in the game's first 90 seconds. How about that? Aiden Bolin on to try the PAT and push the lead to 7-0. Fort Loramie in less than a total of 9 quarters of football last 2 years and here today against Lima Central Catholic has amassed 11 touchdowns. Kick by Aiden Bolin is piped between the uprights right down the center. Fort Loramie 7, Lima Central Catholic nothing. 10:37 left in the first. The quick strike Redskins have the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
The side winding line drive kickoff by Fort Loramie is hauled in by Quatman at the 10-yard line. Matthew Quatman for LCC races back up the middle. He's cracked down right at the 30. And that's where Lima Central Catholic starts its second possession. Here is a pass thrown by Carson Parker as he went back to his own 19, 11 yards behind the line of scrimmage and tried to hit Billy Burke over the middle at the 39, a little wide, off his arm, incomplete. Great beginning for Fort Loramie. Redskins kicked off against a slight wind, got a fumble and a quick six. Extra point was added. And Fort Loramie's on top 7-0 in the first 10:25 of this game. An 11-yard aerial from quarterback Gabe Art to Carter Eilerman. 7-0 lead. Play action. Oh, it's a screen right flat. Man available at the 32. Makes one man miss. Makes another miss. It's a first down for LCC out over the 40 to the 41. Good reception by wingback Caden Falke in the right flat. Fort Loramie had him cornered at about the 35, several yards short of a first down, but he managed to slither away. And the Thunderbirds have it first and 10 at their own 41. We played less than 2 minutes of this game already. A lot of action. Fort Loramie has scored. 7-0 Redskins. Man in motion, Carson Parker fakes it, keeps it, bowls his way right up the middle. He busts up one tackler, shakes another, and he charges to the 50-yard line. He garners 9. It was Brock McCumber who came up to greet him just a yard short of the first down stake, 50-yard line for LCC, second down and one upcoming. Offensive line for the Thunderbirds, as I noted several minutes ago, features a couple 300-plus pound tackles in Caden Johnson and Gianni McKee. Center Andrew Baldoff snaps it back on the play to Parker, who laterals to a slot back. Then it's pitched back to Parker, who throws to Burke. Burke down inside the 20. Great catch on his feet at the 15. Brought down from behind at the 10. A flea flicker. As the quarterback Parker flipped it to the running back, who dealt it right back to Carson. And the 6'6 Billy Burke was gliding free in the secondary. Ball nearly overthrown. And it's goal to go from right at the 10 for LCC. 9:19 to go first quarter. 7-0 Fort Loramie. Receiver flank right. Running back is Matthew Quatman alongside Parker. Man in motion. Parker keeps up the middle behind his tackle and guard on the right side. He bangs to the 5-yard line. Goal to go, Thunderbirds from the 5. Well, we talked in the pregame about how it's taken 5 touchdowns to win this game the last 2 years. In fact, LCC scored 5 last year and got beat, missing a crucial extra point along the way. Already today, in less than 3.5 minutes, we have a 7-0 score, and the Thunderbirds threatening seriously at the 5. High snap to Parker. He reaches up and spears it, and there's nobody in the middle for Fort Loramie. No one home, no resistance whatsoever. He barges right behind the center and scores with ease. And Lima Central Catholic has made it a 7-6 game with under 8.5 to go here in the first period.
Both teams wasting no time at all getting points on the board, Jack.
Nope. High octane offenses, quick strike. Fort Loramie through the air, LCC a bomb to Burke, and then a 5-yard run by Carson Parker. Here's the extra point coming for the Thunderbirds. And the kick is pounded toward the uprights, and it sneaks inside the right post. It is good. Extra point try. Yes, we're even at 7. 8:26 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here is the kickoff by Quatman of Lima Central Catholic, returned by Fort Loramie from the 22 out to the 38-yard line, and that's where the Redskins will start. First down, 10 yards to go. If you joined us just a few minutes late, you've missed 2 touchdowns already. 90 seconds into the game, a 10-yard strike from Gabe Hart to Carter Eilerman, good for 6. Extra point by Bolin was right down the middle. And then 2 minutes later, just to 15 seconds ago, a 5-yard dash to the end zone by Carson Parker of LCC. The PAT by Quatman was through, and we're all tied up at 7. Will Holland on 1st and 10 for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 38. Manages to angle over a left tackle for about 5 to the 43, 2nd and 5, Fort Loramie. That's a good first down start. 5 yards on the initial play of this series. 7:48 to go, first quarter. 7-7 tie. Cloudy skies overhead now, no rain. Flags pretty limp around the stadium here at Lima. Here's Gabe Hart back to throw. Fires toward the Fort Laramie sideline, outside the numbers, in traffic. It's caught. Yes, sir. Nice play. Carter Eilerman hauls it in at the 47-yard line of LCC. Good bullet thrown by Gabe Hart. He waited for Eilerman to clear the cornerback, and in front of the safety, he pitched it right to him between the numbers. First and 10, Fort Laramie at the LCC 47. Handoff on the play to Holland. Holland in the offensive backfield doing a little dancing, looking for an avenue, can't find one, and punches out a yard to the 46 of Lima Central Catholic. Good pursuit on the play by linebacker Caden Falke, who leads this defensive core in tackles. He is just a sophomore. Redskins break the huddle. Line of scrimmage 46 of Lima Central Catholic. Which team will get the most stops today? Team that punts it two or three times might get beat. Here is Hart looking to throw middle of the field, and it is nearly picked off by LCC. It should have been.
That was a close one.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Carson Hefner, linebacker for Lima Central Catholic, broke in front of Spencer Knopf and had a pick right in his grasp at the 22-yard line and dropped it. Second and 9, Fort Laramie, 46-yard line of LCC. Redskins trying to avoid a punt on this series. Here's a ball thrown in the flat at the 42. Redskin receiver has it, tries to make a man miss, and falls. Tough break. It was thrown to the Fort Laramie boundary into the hands of Spencer Knopf. He went to a knee, and Lima Central Catholic covered him. Redskins are faced with 4th and 3.5 from the Thunderbird 41. 6:11 to go, first quarter, tied at 7. Hart wants to throw in the pocket. Now he sprints out on the run. He can charge downfield for first down. Makes a late delivery to the 33. Yes, it's caught, but I think Fort Laramie is caught for offensive holding. Maybe it's a block below the waist against a Redskin. That is the initial mechanic from the referee. And that's a tough one because Gabe Hart had done a nice job of ad-libbing to his right and threw it back across his body against the grain to a receiver who was bracketed, made a good play, fine catch at the 37. I think it was Cole Barhorst who snared it, but now Fort Laramie is backed up with the penalty. And from the Redskins 43, Spencer Knopf called on to punt. Quatman and Burke back to receive the kick, and LCC is very adept at turning the return game into a productive offensive play. The kick by Knopf is short, but he's got great overspin on it. It hits at the 36 of LCC. Look at that roll. Another 18 yards, spinning to the 18 on the ground. Well done by Knopf. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds from their own 18-yard line. Tied at 7, 5:31 to go here in the first quarter. So many thanks to a new sponsor, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi on East Main, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. First and 10 LCC at the Thunderbird 18. Carson Parker takes the snap, immediately roams left. Fort Laramie's got him hemmed in, and the big-bodied Carson Parker does wedge out a couple from the 18 to the 20. Fort Laramie had him boxed back at the 16, but he did squeeze ahead for a couple yards on the play. Second down 8 from the 20. Established way back in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience per person, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Here's Carson Parker, back to throw from his 10. It's a long one for Billy Burke up the right sideline. A great running catch over the shoulder at the Fort Laramie 40. He's off to the races, 35-30. Fort Laramie nips at his heels and brings him down at the 21.
That throw was an absolute bullet, and what a great catch.
On the money, you're right, Derek. What a toss by Carson Parker. One heck of a runner. And he pitched that one about 50 in the air, spot on. Fort Laramie with a touchdown saving tackle from behind. And as I check my Fort Laramie roster, I'll note for you that I think that was Maxwell Maurer who saved six. First and 10, LCC at the 23 of Fort Laramie. Game tied at 7, and we've got a motion call coming up against the Thunderbirds. 4:06 left here in the first. Fort Laramie 7, Lima Central Catholic 7. Line of scrimmage will now be the 27 or 8-yard line of Fort Laramie. First down and 15. Well, the Redskins have been whipped so far by the pass game of Lima Central Catholic. Billy Burke, 6'6", wide receiver, big target for quarterback Carson Parker. He's caught a couple of lengthy ones. Parker calls his own number on first and 10. He's getting around the corner. He's on the edge. Puts his head down. Lowers the boom once, twice, three times. And bullies his way to about the 13-yard line. Wow. 15 yards by Carson Parker. Brute strength. It was blocked well outside left tackle by LCC. It is going to be second down and 1. New line of scrimmage, the 13.5-yard line of Fort Laramie. 3:20 left, opening quarter, game tied at 7. Billy Burke, the 6'6 split end, flanked wide right. Quarterback Carson Parker has Matthew Quatman alongside. It's given to Quatman. Oh, he's bear hugged behind the line of scrimmage. Down he goes at the 17-yard line. Phenomenal defensive play there by Fort Laramie. Well done along that defensive front. That was a beautiful stop. I believe it was McCumber who had help from Ray Hoying, and they diagnosed it, sniffed it out right now. Let's see where forward progress was given to Quatman as LCC gets a break. Officials say that Fort Laramie threw him backward a few yards. New line of scrimmage, the 15. It is 3rd and 3. Ball thrown right flat. It is caught on the play by the Thunderbirds behind the line of scrimmage. And the receiver, Matthew Quatman, is nailed right now. He tried to make a juke move out in the flat against Aiden Boland. Couldn't do it. Help came from Carter Gasson. New line of scrimmage is just outside the 15. Fourth down, 2.5 to go for a first down. But the Redskins gave up 13 or 14 yards to Carson Parker on the first down play. And on the last two, the Thunderbirds have gone in reverse 2 or 3 yards. Fourth down, close to 3. 15-yard line of Fort Laramie. And the officials come in, and a timeout is called. We'll return in a moment. Game tied at 7, 1:41 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you
you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
On 4th and 2 from the Fort Loramie 15-yard line, it is a pitch out, a jet sweep. Carson Parker tosses to Matthew Quatman, breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, scurries down the near sideline, inside the 10. He's got the first down, shy of the 5. Redskins had him tied up momentarily at about the 15 or 16-yard line, but could not haul him down. And the Thunderbirds have a goal-to-go situation outside the 5. Here is Parker throwing behind the line of scrimmage at the 13. The receiver, Quatman, catches. He's down inside the 5, twisting and turning over. Touchdown. Thunderbirds take the lead 13-7.
Fort Loramie definitely, desperately needed a stop there.
This LCC club, Derek, is so tough on the perimeter. Carson Parker delivers the ball to a cadre of skill guys in space, and they do the rest. And it's simply a case of one-on-one out in the flat. Fort Loramie late in rallying to the receiver. And on is Quatman for the extra point. Well done pass play. We'll chalk it up as a 6-yarder. Parker to Quatman. Snap from center is good. Ball spotted. Quatman's kick is down Main Street. It's through. 14-7, Lima Central Catholic, 104 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tender loin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Hey, right across from Brookins in Fort Loramie is Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. As LCC kicks it off to the 11, and Fort Loramie busts a good return out across the 30, 35, 39-yard line. Well done by Cole Barhorst, 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Ball marked officially for play at the 40. But the last two possessions for LCC have resulted in quick scores. Final minute, first quarter. Fort Loramie in the opening 90 seconds recovered a fumble, marched to the end zone pronto. 10-yard throw from Gabe Hart to Carter Eilerman. Now the Redskins set up shop on their own 40. Hart runs it right up the gut on 1st and 10. He's got 5, 10, 13 yards as he trots on out over the 50 to the 47 of Lima Central Catholic.
That was a very nice play. I'd like to see them do that one again.
I like it when the quarterback is mobile enough to call his own number. Well-designed play put in this week for Gabe Hart at quarterback of Fort Loramie. First and 10 from the Thunderbirds' 47-yard line. Final 36 seconds, opening quarter. Man in motion across the formation, and it's a sprint draw on the play to Will Holland, and he knifes forward for about 5 yards to the 42. Tackle made on the play by Carson Hefner. Carson Parker assists for LCC. Second down and 6, 43-yard line of the Thunderbirds. Say at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, we will style your hair, make it shine right away here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. First quarter ends 14-7 LCC over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And here we go, quarter number 2 from Lima Stadium. Cloudy skies overhead, no rain at the moment, slight breeze from the south. Second down and 6, Gabe Hart from the 43 of LCC throws long down the field inside the 10-yard line, intended for Spencer Knopf. No, it's Carter Eilerman. Ball's on the ground, incompletion, double team got there late. Ball thrown a little wide for Eilerman. LCC covered it nicely, and an LCC defender is shaken up momentarily. First 7 seconds of the second quarter, 14-7, LCC in the lead, 3rd and 6 coming up for Fort Loramie. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, customizing plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Big play upcoming for Fort Loramie, 3rd down, 6 yards to go from the Thunderbirds 43. LCC stopped itself on the game's first possession. Thunderbirds received the opening kickoff, fumbled short of midfield on Carson Parker's first play. LCC's next two possessions, touchdown, touchdown. Fort Loramie took advantage of good field position on the fumble recovery and tallied 7 in the opening minute and a half. A lot of movement along the line of scrimmage offside, committed by Lima Central Catholic defensive tackle Gianni McKee. That helps Fort Loramie immensely. Instead of 3rd and 6, it's 3rd and 1 at the 37 of the Thunderbirds. Opening 8 seconds, second quarter this game. LCC 14, Fort Loramie 7. Gabe Hart's got Will Holland behind him. Official comes racing in from the far side of the field. Fort Laramie's called a timeout. 14-7, Thunderbirds over the Redskins. Early second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
Well, the Fort Laramie Redskins have just banged out a yard, and at the end of the play, a penalty was assessed against Lima Central Catholic. Fort Laramie from the 31 after getting the first down, after the penalty assessed against the T-Birds, runs a play on first down, and LCC stones it a yard behind the line of scrimmage at the 32. 11:15 left here in the second quarter. It is Lima Central Catholic 14 and Fort Laramie 7. Will Holland punched ahead for a yard or two to get first down a couple plays ago. Penalty against LCC marched the ball down to near the 30. Loss of a yard in first and 10, second and 11. Gabe Hart, play action, looks middle field, open receiver, end zone. It is a terrific catch, 3 yards deep in the end zone. Touchdown, Fort Laramie. Wow. I think it's Carter Eilerman, 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone, as two defensive backs for LCC, including Caden Falke, were converging on Eilerman. It was simply a case, would the ball get there before the LCC defenders? It did. A great high point job by Eilerman at his apex. Reached up, speared it, yanked it down before contact. Took the hit eventually after securing the pass. Extra point by Aiden Boland is good. And we're tied at 14. Another high-scoring thriller here at Lima Stadium between Fort Laramie and Lima Central Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. Osgoodbank.com.
A pop fly kickoff by Fort Loramie down the right sideline to the 26-yard line is hauled in by Lima Central Catholic's Michael Quatman, and he is corralled just over the 30. Good coverage by the Redskins as that tackle was made downfield on the play by Fort Loramie's Knopf. It's first and 10 LCC at the Thunderbird 32. We played 90 seconds of the second quarter. Already four touchdowns, 28 points. Game tied at 14. Here's the quarterback, Parker, stepping back to throw. He's got a man available. 5 yards downfield, near boundary, caught by Burke. Looks like a face mask on Fort Loramie. Completion good for about 8 and tack on some yards. That's going to hurt. Inadvertent face mask penalty apparently whistled against Fort Loramie. First and 10, Thunderbirds at the 46-yard line. Under 10:20 left in the second quarter of play. Boy, a lot more points, a lot of football action to be had here this afternoon at Lima Stadium. Two receivers short side. Now Burke lines up, split just 2 yards to the right of his tackle. Man in motion across the formation, doesn't get the ball. In the pocket is Parker. It is Carson Parker whistling one for Burke. Yes, he's got it. 24-yard line. He stays on his feet, tries to the 20, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 14 of Fort Loramie. What a combination here today. Billy Burke, senior wide receiver, 6'6", quarterback 6'3", Carson Parker. What a duo here this afternoon. They have played a lot of football together over the last 4 years, and they are putting on a show. Fort Loramie unable to slow down the 6'6 Burke. He has run wild in the Redskins secondary. First and 10, LCC, 14-yard line of Fort Loramie. Carson Parker flashes two receivers to the left. He looks that way, runs that way, tries to turn it back, met solidly at the 15. Down he goes, no gain. Good hit applied by the middle of that Fort Loramie defensive line. And let's make sure we give credit where it's due. Roger Hoing plugged up what little hole there was, and he flattened Carson Parker. Good defensive stand by Roger Hoing of Fort Loramie. Second and 10, LCC at the Fort Loramie 15. 9:19 to go here in the second quarter. Game tied at 14. Skies trying to brighten overhead. Not much wind. Carson Parker looks over the Fort Loramie defense, fires a quick bullet in the flat. One-on-one, Fort Loramie makes a textbook tackle at the line of scrimmage. Ball completed in the flat, hauled in on the play by Falke, and he was drilled right now. And let's make sure we get the numeral of that Redskin defender. I believe it was quarterback Cole Barhorst who chased down Falke. And again, that's one of those plays where LCC tries to get a man in space, make one tackler miss, and it's off to the races. But Fort Loramie stopped it cold. It is third down, 10 yards to go for Lima Central Catholic from the Fort Loramie 14 with 8:26 to go first half. Timeout called. We're even up at 14 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus,
The Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Here is Carson Parker on 3rd and 10 from the Fort Loramie 14-yard line. Back to pass, throwing toward the pylon. End zone. It is short of the mark. Fort Loramie slow in covering. It's on the ground, incomplete. The receiver for Lima Central Catholic, the wideout Owens, Mylon Owens, couldn't come back to catch the football. Parker put too much air under it. And Fort Loramie dodges a bullet, and the Thunderbirds are faced with 4th and 10 from the 14-yard line of Fort Loramie. A field goal here from Matthew Quatman, the kicker, would have to travel 32 yards. Head coach Scott Palti and LCC want to talk it over. 8:20 left, first half, 14-all tie, 4th and 10 upcoming for the Thunderbirds on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costumes, jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Up here we go. Can Fort Loramie's defense produce a stop? Fourth down, 10 yards to go for Lima Central Catholic from the Fort Loramie 14. We're tied at 14. Midway, second quarter. Carson Parker rolling out on the dead run. Fires down to the 2-yard line. Guess who? It's Billy Burke. Got it. Hit the 2-yard line, and he stretches over the goal line for the score. Carson Parker sprinted to the right. That's a play he and Billy Burke have run together so many times over the course of their careers here at Lima Central Catholic, and Fort Loramie simply could not stop it. Redskins had to know what was coming. Burke was not marked up well enough down inside the 5-yard line. Here is Quatman on for the PAT, 20-14 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Extra points have been crucial the last 2 years when these two teams have played. The kick is up and away by Quatman. Ooh, nearly blocked by Fort Loramie. The boot is good. 21-14 Thunderbirds, 8:14 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more, plus dining room sets, bedroom suites, one bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated, 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com, GOFFENA, West Michigan in Sydney, GoffneyFurniture.com. Well, Fort Loramie is forced with having to answer again. Kickoff by Lima Central Catholic, bounding down the near sideline, out of bounds. Redskins, by rule, will get possession 1st and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Fort Loramie has known all about Billy Burke, the fine receiver for Lima Central Catholic. Had 20 catches and 26 targets this year coming into the game. And he has sparkled here this afternoon. Carson Parker has hit him in stride. Burke has made a variety of catches. Here's a little bubble screen by Fort Loramie. Broken tackle behind the line of scrimmage. The play goes for 7 or 8, then it's fumbled. And a flag flies on the near side. Ball loose in the ground. I think the ground may have caused it. A Fort Loramie player had his jersey stretched about 2 yards or so. And ball was recovered by Fort Loramie 5 yards downfield at the 40. It was Holland on the catch. He got to the 41 or 2. Ball dribbled to the ground back to the 40-yard line. It is 2nd and 5 Redskins. Gabe Hart in the pocket at the 32. Whips it into the right flat in front of the Redskins bench right on the boundary. Snared at the 43-yard line by Knopf. He is over the 45 to the 46. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Rallying to the ball but getting there late on the play was quarterback Josh Young for LCC. 7.5 to go, 2nd quarter. It is 21-14 Thunderbirds. Redskins 1st and 10 from their own 46. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield, Holland. Uh-oh, he is traveling backwards, being pursued. Forward progress, a loss of 5. No chance. Thunderbirds all over that first down rush.
They're right on top of it.
Yep, barreling through for the Thunderbirds on that play was defensive end E.J. Jones, 6'3 junior. He smelled it out from the 41 of Fort Loramie, 1st and 15. 6:58 to go, 2nd quarter, 21-14 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Snap back to Gabe Hart. Here comes a pass rush. Ball was on the ground. Hart picked it off his toes, then tried to sprint out to the right, stagger, down he went, another loss, way back at the 29.
That was just almost midfield. That hurts.
Yep, you're right, Derek. Redskins had a 1st and 10 up at their own 46. 2 plays result in losses of 5 and 12. 6:22 left here in quarter number 2. LCC 21, Fort Loramie 14. Not sure how you manufacture 28 yards on 3rd down. That's what the Redskins need. Hart no doubt will throw.
It's going to be hard.
Man in motion, Maxwell Maurer. Hart steps up in the pocket. Oh, he's crammed behind the line. Pinched by 2 on-charging linebackers for Lima Central Catholic as they fired across the line of scrimmage and decked Hart at the 24. And now Fort Loramie is in very poor field position. Redskins Knopf to punt from his own 10. 5:35 to go, 2nd quarter. LCC up 7, and this is the home team's first possession upcoming to go down the field, score, and go up 2 touchdowns. It's been a 1 TD difference so far in this game. Very good kick by Knopf. Fair caught by Billy Burke at the 43. 1st and 10 for the Thunderbirds. Say your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply. Large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. On 1st and 10, it's Carson Parker lugging the football, and he barges for 6 from his 44 to the 50. Nope, his knee touchdown at the 49-yard line. In a moment, Derek will highlight that last touchdown play by Lima Central Catholic and talk a little bit about Wisebridge Wealth Management. Last score in this game, a strike of 14 yards. I said 32 by mistake. 14-yarder from Carson Parker to Billy Burke. It was Fort Loramie that had the 32-yarder from Hart to Eilerman. LCC runs on 2nd down and a little better than 6. And Fort Loramie pounds the ball carrier, Quatman, to the turf right at the 50. Good defensive play up front by Fort Loramie. McCumber was right there for the Redskins as he sat on the ball carrier. Third and four, LCC. You would think if no yards are picked up here by the Thunderbirds, LCC would punt the football away. Carson Parker takes the snap in the spread. He's going to run right in. He's got a blocker out in front, and he breaks contain at the 45. He aims down the near sideline at the 40, rumps to the 35, rumbling all the way to the 34-yard line. He got out in front of his big tackle, the 320-pound McKee, and he blew right through Fort Loramie on third and four, gaining yardage to the 34-yard line of Fort Loramie. Clock winding down, 3:48 to go, first half. 21-14, LCC in the lead. Carson Parker with a first and 10. Fakes the handoff and keeps. Lowers the boom again. And he barrels to the 30, to the 28-yard line of Fort Loramie. As I mentioned in the pregame, this Carson Parker wears number one. He's a quarterback. But I tell you what, his skills, his size, he looks like a tailback or even a fullback when he lugs the football. Tough customer to bring down. And he'll run right over the first man or two. You've got to form a solid wall two or three deep to bring him down. Just over 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 21-14, LCC, second and four for the Thunderbirds. Parker calls his own number, runs up the middle, springs it wide, no one home. Look at him go, 25-20, down inside the 15, got near the 10.
Good enough for another first down.
Yes, indeed. It looks like it's goal to go. We talked in the pregame about how Carson Parker might run the ball today 20 to 25 times, averaging 15 carries or better each game on the year. And he's at a pace to eclipse 20 by early third quarter action today. He's already toted it a dozen times in this contest. Goal to go, LCC, 10-yard line of Fort Loramie. Handoff up the middle. It is Quatman squirming to about the 7. 2:50 left here in the opening half of play. 21-14, Lima Central Catholic in the lead. Redskins need to stand tall, force a field goal. Fort Loramie will get the ball to start the third quarter. Redskins kicked off to begin the game here today. 4 o'clock kickoff. Skies trying to clear, still somewhat overcast. It was spitting some drizzle in advance of the kickoff. Early sunshine faded away. Ball marked for play at the 7. Quick look in pass intended for Burke. Tipped at the 3-yard line before Loramie. It's no good. Incomplete. Well done on the play by the Redskins. Getting a hand on it may very well have been Hoying for Fort Loramie. I think it was Ray Hoying, linebacker, who got a piece of it. And now LCC is faced with third and goal from the 7 of the Redskins. Carson Parker brings his team up. Will he call his own number on third and 7? Man in motion across the formation is Falky. It's a toss sweep to the right. Ball carrier behind the line is Quatman. He tries to cut it back at the 10, fights to get to the 5. Fourth and goal for LCC. Big play of this game upcoming. Ball carrier might have gotten to the 4, forward progress. That's where he lurched ahead. It is marked for play at the 4. Minute 48 to go, first half. 21-14 LCC, fourth down Thunderbirds. Monster play upcoming. Line of scrimmage inside the 5. LCC letting the play clock run down, then will no doubt take a timeout, and the Thunderbirds do, with a minute 30 left to go here in the first half. Let's reflect back here for a moment, Derek, and highlight that beautiful 32-yard touchdown pass earlier in this quarter from Gabe Hart to Carter Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Man, oh man, it was a heck of a play. Fine throw, even better catch on the receiving end by Eilerman. That was a wise play call by Fort Loramie. The Wisebridge play of this quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge. 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Here we go. The play of this game so far, and LCC, after talking it over, is going to try a 22-yard field goal by Matthew Quatman. Little off center, closer to the near hash. He'll have to angle this kick from right to left. It's not much more than a little lengthy extra point by a couple yards. Good snap from center. It's spotted on the ground and kicked away, and it is true.
I think they made the right choice there, playing conservatively.
Yes, and cool. It's a two-score lead. If you go for seven, don't get it. You're up only seven. You tack on three, and you go up by 10. A minute 20 left here in the first half, 24-14. Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Each team with a timeout remaining as LCC kicks a ground ball down to the Fort Loramie 26. And the Redskins run it back up to the 38, first and 10. Fort Loramie, a timeout remaining. Can the Redskins get in maybe field goal range for Aiden Boland to match the 3 points LCC scored just seconds ago? So far in this game, Fort Loramie has not stopped Lima Central Catholic, which stopped itself on the game's first possession when the Thunderbirds fumbled on the opening play of this game. Fort Loramie capitalized with a quick seven. Here is an out route to the sideline. Catch made. Yes, it's Knopf over the 40 at the 43. No, Cole Barhorst on the reception. 43-yard line of Fort Loramie. Second down and 4 yards to go. Redskins with Gabe Hart at quarterback. Maxwell Maurer a wideout with Carter Eilerman. A minute 8 to go here in the first half. Snap to Gabe Hart. Another out route. 50-yard line caught by Fort Loramie. Receiver stood up. Clock stops at the 49. Jane has advanced. A minute 2 to go here in the first half. That was Ty Kemper on the catch. Gabe Hart brings his team up from the LCC 48. Short drop, steps in the pocket, fires sideline. Yes, caught by Eilerman at the 40. Out of bounds. He hot-foots it. And it's a first and 10, no, second and a foot or two to go for Fort Loramie from the LCC 40. And the Thunderbirds have called a timeout. Fort Loramie striking through the air quickly. Second down and a yard to go for a first down. 40-yard line of the Thunderbirds. 54 seconds to go here in the first half. And LCC leads 24-14. Say you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. and receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Looking to throw is Gabe Hart from the 50-yard line. It's a down-and-out pass route being run by Carter Eilerman, and he gets it at the 21-yard line. He's inside the 20, popped out of bounds. First and 10, Fort Loramie. The ball hit the boundary, or I should say his foot hit the boundary right at the 20. Beautiful route run by Carter Eilerman. And what a pass by Gabe Hart in a little bit of traffic. He waited for Eilerman to free. First and 10 Redskins. Oh, it's a quarterback draw. Nothing doing. Lima Central Catholic smothers it at the 22. Redskins, according to the scoreboard, have a timeout remaining. Not sure if that's accurate. 30 seconds to go, first half. Fort Loramie down 10. Here's Gabe Hart throwing in the right flat. Receiver catches at the 16-yard line. He's rolled to the turf at the 14. Redskins will have to clock it. Think the scoreboard is inaccurate. No timeouts remaining. Snap back to Hart. Down it goes. That was a third down play. And now Fort Loramie will have a fourth down, 4 yards to go for a first down. Fourth and 15 for a touchdown. 15-yard line of LCC with 14 ticks on the clock here in the first half. I mentioned a few minutes ago about getting down the field and getting a three-point field goal to answer the three that LCC got. Well, Redskins feel they're close enough to perhaps throw the ball to the end zone here. 15-yard line, fourth down, four to go for a first down. 15 of LCC. Fort Loramie disdains the field goal. Snap back to Hart. Middle of the pocket. He's going to run. And it opens up for him, but he's collared at the 11. He did not make it. Thunderbirds get the stop. That's something LCC's not gotten the last couple years against Fort Loramie. Gabe Hart felt he had a cavity with which to run, and it looked like he might make it. Good tackle on the play by LCC at the last split second. Nicely done on the play by defensive linebacker. That was Isaac Lippert, the defensive end, who got a hand on the shoulder of Gabe Hart and throttled him about a yard and a half short of a first down. And LCC will take a knee. That will do the first half. Fort Loramie denied in the waning seconds of the second quarter. Redskins will receive the ball to begin the second half as LCC will kick to Fort Loramie to open third quarter action. 24-14 LCC over Fort Loramie. Halftime at Lima Stadium on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
It is halftime here on ScorersBroadcast.com from Lima Stadium. Lima Central Catholic 24, Fort Loramie 14. Redskins scored first in this game. We'll take a look at the scoring summary in just 1 minute. I'd like to remind you that we will announce on our ScorersBroadcast.com website early this week our playoff broadcast on Friday evening. There are various options, including our Shelby County schools. Not sure where we will be, but we'll be somewhere on Friday night. Fort Loramie, should the Redskins lose this game, Fort Loramie will play away from home on Friday night, likely in Cincinnati. Anna, it's been determined, is at home on Friday night against Allen East. Meanwhile, Layman Catholic travels. Sydney travels. Sydney's opponent, I think, is Cincinnati Harrison. That is down off of I-74 on the Ohio-Indiana border west of Cincinnati. Sydney Yellow Jackets play at Harrison, earning a playoff spot. Coach Raleigh's Layman Catholic Cavaliers also have made the playoffs and are on the road. Nick Marino's Anna Rockets did slip in as an 8 seed and catch Allen East at home. I believe that is accurate information. If I'm mistaken, I apologize. That was the last Joe Eitel look I made a few hours ago. Anna home to Allen East next Friday night. Fort Loramie with a win in this game, and it will take some doing. Does get a home nod week 11, likely against Cedarville. Fort Loramie would be the 8 seed, Cedarville the 9 seed. So that's a quick overview of the playoff situation for Shelby County schools. Last night, Minster played Versailles tough. Tigers won out by a score of 21-14. Minster winds up being a 4 seed in the Southwest region of Division 7. Marion Local knocked off Coldwater 35-14, scoring 5 straight touchdowns in one stretch. Marion Local, the number 1 seed according to the computer rankings in this region of Division 7. Look at our halftime scoring, and there's been a lot of it. 5 TDs, 1 field goal through the first 2 quarters. Our halftime being brought to you by Brodigam. J&J Brodigam, your underground plumbing specialist located in Shelby County. And by Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Schnippel building hotels for the hospitality industry. A 10-yard pass play by Gabe Hart to Carter Eilerman opened the scoring in the first 90 seconds of this game after Fort Loramie had recovered a Carson Parker fumble short of midfield. Extra point by Bolin was good. Redskins were on top 7-0. Right back down the field came LCC. A 6-yard bolt to the end zone by Parker. Extra point by Quatman was on the button. Game tied at 7. And then Lima Central Catholic answered again. A Carson Parker pass in the flat to Matthew Quatman from 6 yards away. Good for 6 more points. Extra point by Quatman. Good. Fort Loramie tied the game at 14. Great touchdown aerial from Gabe Hart to Carter Eilerman. It covered 32 yards to the end zone. Eilerman, nifty catch. A spot-on throw by Hart. That tied it up at 14. And then right back came Lima Central Catholic. It was a fourth down pass play, I believe, a 14-yarder from the quarterback Carson Parker to split in Billy Burke. And it was a beauty. Burke ran a fine pattern parallel to the goal line. He screened off a couple of Fort Loramie defenders who could not get through his shield. Parker sprinted to the right in the offensive backfield. And on fourth down, aimed for Burke, hit him helmet high. That made it 20-14. Extra point was true. 21-14 LCC lead. And then Quatman, in the last couple minutes of the first half, added a 22-yard field goal. LCC had fourth and goal from the 4, had a first and goal from just inside the 10. Fort Loramie got a stop of sorts, prevented the touchdown, but LCC's field goal gave the Thunderbirds a 2-score bulge here at halftime, 24-14. 24-14, Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie after 2 quarters. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers,
steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
And we welcome you back to Lima Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Golding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here today. 24-14, our halftime score. Lima Central Catholic in the lead over Fort Loramie. The menace for LCC, who has just tormented Fort Loramie secondary, has been Billy Burke, number 14 on his back. Redskins simply have not marked up on him. They need to put at least a couple spies on Burke. A 6'6", 200-pounder. He has been a standout performer difference in this game. Obviously, along with Carson Parker of Lima Central Catholic, Burke late in that second quarter with a great route, fine throw by Carson Parker. Burke, a super catch, strolling along the one-yard line. That was a wise play call and fourth down by head coach Scott Palti of Lima Central Catholic. That was the Wisebridge play of that second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we are going to share with you scoresbroadcast.com football highlights, several big games, eight or nine dynamite plays over the last 257 high school football broadcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've covered between 1,500 and 1,600 games for you in the span of 17 years. We're going to take a look back at some great football games, some exciting plays for you when we do return. We're at Lima Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Holding. Halftime, Lima Central Catholic 24, Fort Loramie 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We have a sliver of sunshine trying to break through the clouds here at Lima Stadium. Still somewhat overcast, no rain. Fort Loramie will receive the second half kickoff in several minutes, trailing 24-14 to Lima Central Catholic. As promised, highlights of football games over the past 260-some that we have covered for you here on scoresbroadcast.com, dating all the way back to 2007. And it's a great series of games at which I'm looking here at the moment. Fort Loramie Convoy Crestview, November 17th, 2018. That was a regional final. You'll hear a Carter Mesher kickoff return for a score. How about a Riley Huleskamp pick six for Anna in the state championship against New Middletown Springfield? A magical run by Brogan Steffi from Minster, Caleb Maurer to Logan Eilerman pass play against Minster in that very same game, the playoff contest last year when we experienced snow squalls at Sydney Memorial Stadium. And 2 years ago, right here at Lima Stadium, Will Holland, an exciting cutback run against the Thunderbirds to help Fort Loramie upset Lima Central Catholic by a score of 36-31. The highlights begin September 29th, 2017. It was the Andre Gordon, Isaiah Bowser show for Sydney against Piqua. Again, the Yellow Jackets won 34-33.
Andre Gordon, delayed handoff. It's a sprint draw to Bowser. Look at him go. Outside right tackle. Oh, he shifts again. Shifts one more time. He eludes a Piqua man and powers to the end zone. What a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowser. Chuck, it seemed like six or seven Indians, better than half of the Piqua defense, had a shot at him, might have laid a hand on him even. Bowser, not to be denied, took it to the house.
It's like trying to tackle a truck.
Wow. And you can't get your arms around a truck.
No.
A minute to go, first half. A new set of downs for Sydney. Andre Gordon rolls left, wants to throw. Hemmed in way back at the 30. He gets out of trouble at the 35. Throws belatedly, middle of the field. Caught! It's Bowser downfield near the 6. He caught it and leaped toward the end zone. Didn't get in. We're all ready for the third quarter kickoff as we begin play in the second half. Fort Loramie 14, Convoy Crestview 14. And the boot by Lichtensteiger of Convoy Crestview is down to the 19-yard line. Great return by Mesher. Look at him go. Mesher to the middle of the field. Mesher to the hash mark. He's down the numbers. 30, 20. No one will catch him. No penalty markers down. Mesher's gone.
75 yards.
Woo! What a start by Fort Loramie to open up play here in the third quarter. Huge play here. Third and 8 from the 24 of the Tigers. Brungard fakes the inside handoff. Makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out. It's picked off by Riley Huleskamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Huleskamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route. Here's the Malachi Minnick formation. Bixler puts his head down. He nudges. He's in. A touchdown. And we've got another continuous clock game. 47-14 Anna with 7:37 to go, fourth quarter. Five receivers flanked, empty backfield. Here comes the rush. Steffi being pursued. He's way back at the 40. He breaks the tackle, near sideline running. He's got space. 25-20. Look at him go. He romps for a first down all the way to the 10 or 11 yard line. Brogan Steffi pulled a magical act, a Houdini on that play. Third and 7, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. Now at the right hash mark. Oh, a leaping spear of a catch at the 6-yard line by Fort Loramie. That was the most brilliant catch of the night by Logan Eilerman.
Wow, it was very wide. Seemed to be outside his catch radius, but he made it happen. Goal to go Fort Loramie at the 5.5-yard line of Minster. That is going to do it. The Hannah Rockets celebrate a Division VI state championship here today. Rockets earned it. It's been a fantastic season. 14-1. Anna was outstanding all year long. Simply put, the 1-2 punch of Bart Bixler and Riley Hillskamp could not be stopped. Very rarely was it slowed down.
Right.
Maybe for a few plays in a stretch, it might have been slowed down, but never more than that. Anna proving to be too good once again here today. Another continuous clock victory, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. 3-12, 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. A splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. 34-24. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go. Holy cow.
That was impressive.
Well, and that last play you just heard occurred here at Lima Stadium 2 years ago when Fort Loramie beat the Thunderbirds by a score of 36-31. A lengthy run to the end zone by Will Holland. Redskins need some of that here in the second half, trailing Lima Central Catholic this afternoon by a score of 24-14. Redskins receive the third quarter kickoff when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Here is the second-half kickoff by Lima Central Catholic down to the 16. Redskins, with good blocking, run it right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks to the 39-yard line and set up first and 10. Here's Gabe Hart back to pass. Rolling right, sprinting toward the Redskins' boundary. Whips a pass to Knopf, middle of the field. He survives contact and hangs on at the 47. Stellar reception by Spencer Knopf of Fort Loramie. He was bracketed by a couple of Thunderbirds who whacked him pretty well. Good strike by Hart. Knopf snared it. First and 10, 47-yard line of LCC on the 14-yard pickup. Hart in the backfield throws to the left to Holland, and that flat pass, that screen to him, has been diagnosed a few times very well by LCC here today, and that one sniffed out a loss of a half a yard back to the 48. Holland caught it, but right there was Falky in his tracks to deck him. Second down, 11 for Fort Loramie from the 48 of LCC. The vertical passing game has been pretty kind to Fort Loramie so far today. Here comes the rush. Hart's going to have to run. Scrambles out of trouble. He's at the 50. Lugs it. Carries a man with him at the 45. And he stomps his way to the 40 and lurches to the 39.
He made the right decision there.
Oh, he sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little bit of a cavity created up front. Gabe Hart had a split-second decision to make, and it was correct, as Derek noted, and Hart pounded down to the 39, third and two for Fort Loramie. Opening 2 minutes, second half, 24-14, LCC in the lead. Hart calls his own number again, outside right tackle, stood up, rolled down, near the line to gain, just short. 38-and-a-half-yard line. He needed maybe just inside the 38. Fourth down, a foot or two to go for Fort Loramie. 9:49 to go in the third quarter. Thunderbirds 24, Redskins 14. Ball marked for play at the 48. Fort Loramie must get to the 47-and-a-half. Play slow in coming in. Play clock at 12, 11, 10. Trips to the left. Let's see what Hart runs here. It's Gabe Hart right up the middle, puts his head down, lunging to the 36-and-a-half. He's got it. Extra effort, but Gabe Hart picked up the first down. First and 10 Redskins, 36 of LCC. Good play call, spread out. The LCC defense with trips to the left side of the field and ran Hart up the middle. He's been pretty effective toting the football at the QB position here this afternoon. Fort Loramie needs a touchdown in this drive to make this game interesting. Uh-oh, here comes a rush, and it's a screen middle field to Holland. Breaks a tackle, another. Holland's elusive. He is on his way to the 25, spilled at the 24-and-a-half. Holland caught it at the line of scrimmage and was almost dropped right there. Wow, did he streak free. Almost like he had a pat of butter down the back of his jersey.
Absolutely. Now, if they could just repeat that a couple more times, they'll end up in the end zone.
Yes, indeed. Line of scrimmage, 24-yard line of LCC. Good effort. Last two plays by Gabe Hart and Will Holland. 24 of the Thunderbirds. First down. Hart, right guard, stutter steps, comes back to left guard and chews up a couple or three to about the 21. Second down and 7 for Fort Loramie. 8:17 to go in the third quarter. Lima Central Catholic 24 and Fort Loramie 14. Blue sky peeking through overhead. What drizzle occurred earlier in the day is gone. And we're setting up for an exciting photo finish in very good weather conditions. Last quarter and a half of this game. Hart rolling left. It's a jump ball in the end zone. Arches it back corner. Tipped away by Lima Central Catholic, which had Fort Loramie outnumbered 3-2. Third down. A 7.5 to go for a first down for the Redskins. 22-yard line of Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie doesn't need to get all seven necessarily on this play. But boy, you want to get the bulk of it if you can. Four down territory, down by 10 are the Redskins. 7:40 left to go here in the third period. Two receivers right for Hart. He's in the pocket, back at the 30 with time. Miscommunication down the right sideline. Ball thrown between two LCC defenders. And Fort Loramie now must come up with a clutch play on fourth and seven at the LCC 22.
They need to find a way to convert here, absolutely.
Clock stopped at 7:42 to go in the third. 24-14, LCC in the lead. Could it be a short hitch? 7 or 8 yards downfield, two receivers left, two to the right. Eilerman flanked 5 yards left. LCC shifting three defenders to the left. Hart back to throw, in trouble. Throwing back into the end zone. LCC's all over it. It's batted up in the air, almost hit the crossbar, incomplete. LCC's coaches up here in the booth frantically were talking down to head coach Scott Baldy. Get a timeout. We were not in the right formation, but it worked out well for the Thunderbirds. Gabe Hart had immediate pressure, and he lofted one up, back edge of the end zone, and a couple of center fielders for LCC broke it up. The play really had no chance. Very good defensive stand by the Thunderbirds. Fort Loramie marched all the way down to the 22-yard line and turned it over on downs. Lima Central Catholic takes over, a chance to go up three scores on this possession. Here's a pass thrown behind the line of scrimmage, and it is caught at the 21-yard line by the receiver. Breaks a tackle, makes one more man miss. He scoots down the near sideline. Good run after catch by Michael Quatman over the 35 to the 38 or 39. And that is the play that Fort Loramie has simply not been able to come close to containing all afternoon. It's the quick pitch by Parker to either one of the Quatmans, Michael or Matthew, to get it out in space beyond the hash mark near the numbers, either side of the field, or it's that downfield slant route run by Billy Burke. Carson Parker's been on the numbers of Burke with that throw a few times in this game. Parker on first and 10 from the 38 pushes the pile, keeps pushing it, and got to the 43. He generated five thanks to that offensive line in front, and it is big.
Still continuing to make awesome forward progress.
Mm-hmm. Johnny McKee, 6'3", 328, a junior. Caden Johnson, 6'3", 325, a sophomore. Brady Malcolm, 6 feet, 227, a soft. Center is 6'3", 211, Andrew Baldoff. Experienced lineman, 6'1", 198, Chris Cirkovich, a junior guard. LCC milking the play clock. Second and five, 43-yard line of the Thunderbirds, and a timeout is called by the home team. 24-14, LCC in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything. From sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
After the LCC timeout, well, Carson Parker is the young man who gets the football. He took the snap from center in the spread, kept it, and he charged between left guard and tackle for four, leaving the Thunderbirds short of a first down by one at their own 47. Parker again, outside left tackle, stays on his feet. Look at him leap ahead to the Fort Loramie 46. He and Billy Burke and the two Quatmans are putting on a show here this afternoon for LCC. This team started the year very young on defense, still young overall, although the experienced players are really carrying this LCC team forward, and it might wind up being, come playoff time, the best Lima Central Catholic team of the last three seasons. Who knows? Only the next few weeks will tell. First and 10, Thunderbirds, Fort Loramie 46. Carson Parker again, nothing in the middle. Oh, he sprints to the outside. He's got legs, wheels, near sideline, 20, 15, cuts it back. What a move! Gone! Touchdown, Carson Parker from 46. 5:18 left here in the third, 30-14, Lima Central Catholic in the lead. Carson Parker, Billy Burke, the two Quatmans, this offensive line of Lima Central Catholic have done the job here today. And I'll stand by what I just said a moment ago. This might very well be, by playoff time, the very best LCC team of the last three. Quatman on for the point after touchdown to stretch the lead to 17. This would make it a three-score advantage. Kick by Quatman. Yes, sir. It's in the center. He's got it. Fort Loramie has its work cut out now.
They're going to need a miracle to happen.
31-14. Fort Loramie's got 5 minutes of this period, 12 more in the fourth, to come from behind like the Redskins have done the last two seasons. 31-14, LCC in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Kickoff return by Fort Loramie from the 28 to the 38. Redskins start first and 10 at Fort Loramie's. Second half drive got Fort Loramie down inside the 25 of LCC. Redskins were stopped on downs. Couldn't produce a thing on second, third, and fourth. And now Fort Loramie is in trouble, behind by 17 points. That's a three-score differential. Here's Gabe Hart back to throw. Shoots it. Hash mark. Far side. Caught. It is Maxwell Maurer at the 42-yard line. He is pushed down right there. Second and 5, Redskins. So many plays run by LCC today, runs from scrimmage, pass plays downfield, have been very available, wide open. Fort Loramie's defensive coverage, simply not what it's been most of this season. Here's a throw over the 50-yard line by Hart. Setting up in front of the zone is Knopf. He catches, and he's spun around at the 45, 43-yard line. I said Knopf. It was number 3, Maxwell Maurer, who hauled it in. Good awareness by Maxwell as he parked himself right in front of the safety. First and 10, Redskins, 43. Fort Laramie's moved the ball most of the afternoon. LCC's defense has stiffened. Good pressure now by Fort Laramie, or I should say by LCC against Hart, who elects to run, dashes to the outside, gets to the 40, plastered out of bounds. Almost a late hit on the Thunderbird, second down and 7, Fort Laramie from the LCC 40-yard line. Last tackle was made by Billy Burke, who came up to greet the ball carrier for Fort Laramie. Down to 3:44 to go in the third quarter. LCC 31, Fort Laramie 14. Hart in the pocket, back near the 50, has time. Uh-oh, it is telegraphed, and the route is jumped, and it's going to be a pick six from 63 yards for LCC. Touchdown, Lima Central Catholic, and that breaks it wide, wide open.
That is the last thing Fort Laramie needed to have happen.
Yep, the receiver for Fort Laramie, 8 or 9 yards downfield, didn't go meet the ball, and LCC picked it off. 62-yard interception run, and we will do our best to get the name of the defensive back who made the pick. It might very well have been Matthew Quatman, who's on to kick the extra point. He's bending over out of breath as if he might have been the man who took it back to the house. 37-14, LCC in the lead. Extra point try coming. Is that throw by Hart? Appeared to be on the money, but it got there late. He looked his receiver over a second or two too long. Receiver for Fort Laramie didn't come back to meet the ball, and it was about as easy a pick six from 62 yards away as you'll ever see. Extra point try by Quatman is good, and Lima Central Catholic has pulled away now to a 38-14 lead, 3:21 to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Kickoff return by Fort Laramie to the 25-yard line after that 62-yard pick six by Matthew Quatman of Lima Central Catholic. That was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter, no doubt about it. Great effort by Quatman. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Up the Redskins on first and 10 from their own 25. Run it for six to the 31-yard line. It's Will Holland. And it's second and 4. Final 3 minutes, third quarter. Fort Laramie down 38-14. A big 14-point third quarter here by Lima Central Catholic. The last score coming on a 62-yard run to the end zone after an interception by Matthew Quatman. Here is Hart, the quarterback, gives to Holland. Holland ducks in over right guard, stays on his feet, looking at him plow, chugging to the 39-yard line, first and 10 Redskins. Now Fort Laramie needs to get stops and get scores, trailing by 24 points late in the third quarter of this game. as we wind down this contest in the fourth, we'll take a look at those computer rankings once again and give you a picture of what might happen to Fort Loramie should the Redskins not win this game today. Oh, here's a pass behind the line of scrimmage to Maxwell Maurer. Maurer makes a man miss. He's across the 50. Oh, it's a foot race into the secondary. Maxwell Maurer is hustling downfield, caught from behind, eventually at the 6-yard line. It was a little bubble screen in the right flat to Maxwell Maurer. Hart hit him right now with a forward pass. Maxwell got a block or two, skipped past two would-be tacklers, and away he went. Here's Holland, first and goal from the 5, romping over left guard. He is powering to the end zone. Touchdown, Will Holland. Just like that, Fort Loramie gets 6 to make it 38-20. Never say never.
Fort Loramie just made those last two plays look absolutely easy. Hopefully they can keep that momentum going now.
That was one heck of a pass play.
Yeah, it was.
That covered about 45, 47 yards from Hart to Maxwell Maurer. Extra point try by Aiden Boland, up and away. Looks good, is good, and it's 38-21 with a minute 50 left in the third. Let's make the best of the timing here, Derek. And make that pass play from Gabe Hart to Maxwell Maurer of 47 yards. Another Wise Bridge play. Well done by the combination of Hart and Maurer. That was the Wise Bridge play here late in the third quarter of this game. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Wise Bridge getting some extra play here in the third quarter thanks to the super plays out on the field turned in by these two teams. That was superb. Maxwell Maurer caught that pass, and boy, he streaked. He had a nose to the end zone, got caught from behind at the 5-yard line. Play went for about 43, 44 yards. Onside kick by Fort Loramie, booted by Lima Central Catholic, but the Thunderbirds luckily recover. Head coach Scott Palti didn't think it went 10, but nonetheless, Thunderbirds have the football with a minute 47 to go here in the third quarter, and Lima Central Catholic leading 38-21. Redskins heading into the playoffs will have some work to do on defense, giving up 34 last week, 38 today, against very good, high-quality opponents, Lucas and Lima Central Catholic. But all too often today, the yards for LCC have been too easy. Here is Carson Parker handing off on the play to Quatman. Quatman up the middle, weaving across the 50, 40, 37-yard line. A pickup of 10, very close to a first down. Final 90 seconds, third quarter. Hey, we've got bright sunshine now here at Lima Stadium. 38-21, LCC in the lead. Shy of the first down was the ball carrier. That was Michael Quatman, second and one, Thunderbirds, 38 of Fort Loramie. Burke split wide right. You can bet to Carson Parker will call his own number on second and short. He does. Right up the middle. There he goes, powering inside the 35, and he lunges down to the 31-yard line. He's got a first down. Earns a first with some despair. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the 31 of Fort Loramie. 48, 47, 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lima Central Catholic stopped itself on the first play of this game. Carson Parker fumbled short of the 50-yard line. Fort Loramie turned it into points very quickly. Since then, LCC has not stopped itself once. Handoff right tackle, ball carrier is gang tackled at the 25 after carving out six. Wingback Caden Falke toted it. Second down, four. Final 12 seconds. Third quarter of this game, LCC won't run another play. Lima Central Catholic 38, Fort Loramie 21 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Carson Parker lugs the football, opening play of the fourth quarter, and he strides with those thick legs of his down to about the 20-yard line, move the chains, first and 10 Thunderbirds at the 20 of Fort Loramie. LCC is not punted in this contest, and the offensive wizardry of the quarterback Carson Parker, his strength at running, his accuracy at throwing, the speed on the outside of the two Quatmans, the dynamic receiving play of Billy Burke have been too much for Fort Loramie. Running play, outside right tackle, good for about nine down to the 11-yard line of Fort Loramie. Second down and one. Second and one for Lima Central Catholic, smack dab right in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Opening minute, fourth quarter. 38-21, Lima Central Catholic in the lead. A huge pick six was the last touchdown recorded by the Thunderbirds. That pushed the lead all the way out to 38-14. Here's Carson Parker from the 11, right up the middle, carrying players with him. White shirts on his back. Look at him go. 2-yard line, 1-yard line, not quite in. It's going to be goal to go for LCC from the 1. What a phenomenal performance by Carson Parker. This LCC team has gotten better and better and better as the season has progressed. You can say the same thing about Fort Loramie, which started 1-3. LCC lost the last two to the Redskins, 36-31, 35-34. The two will collide once again next September in a Northwest Conference shootout. Running play, Lima Central Catholic. I think it is Carson Parker calling his own number, and he puts his head down and digs. He's in for the score. And the Thunderbirds have now amassed 44 points. Fort Loramie's defense, no answer for LCC here today. The lead swells to 23. Under 10 to go in this game. Extra point try here for Matthew Quatman of Lima Central Catholic. Snap from center upcoming. And we've got beautiful sunshine here now at Lima Stadium. We are basking in it. Extra point kick on the way. It is end over end, and it is successful. 45-21 LCC over Fort Loramie. 9:57 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Lima Central Catholic kicks off from south to north here at Lima Stadium, from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. And Fort Loramie brings it back from the 22 to the 42 or 43. First and 10 Redskins trailing by a count of 45 to 21 with 9:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Stay in touch with our scoresbroadcast.com website. We will update you in the next day or so on our broadcast coverage. Next Friday evening, week 11 of the football campaign, first round of the playoffs. Anna is at home next Friday night against Allen East. Here is Hart rolling out to the right, looking, and hits a receiver in a crossing route at the 46-yard line of LCC. Nice reception, well done, gain of an even 10, and it's a first down. Ball hauled in by Cole Barhorst, 46-yard line of the Thunderbirds. 9.5 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead, 45-21. Trips to the left for Hart. Gives on the play to Will Holland up the middle. He's got an opening. Look at him go, running hard. He's pounded down after romping for 9 to the 37. Cirkovic on the tackle for LCC. Second and 1, Redskins. This day has been all about offense. Neither team has stopped the other very often. Fort Loramie really has not stopped the Thunderbirds at all since that game-opening drive by the home team, which ended in a quick fumble. Holland again, left tackle, look at him go. Cuts it back against the grain at the 30. Stays on his feet at the 25, makes a man miss, and he rumbles down to the 20-yard line. Will Holland running very hard, and as a result, an LCC tackler gets up slowly. 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter, 45-21, Fort Loramie trailing. Redskins have the ball spotted right between the hash marks. Gabe Hart looks to his sideline. He has performed very well here at quarterback. Played some in that season opener against Minster. Got a good second half look. And he has sparkled here this afternoon. Most of his throws have been on target, on time. Did telegraph one that resulted in a pick six. Here's a sidearm throw, middle of the field, batted down by Lima Central Catholic at the 12-yard line. Little quick screen, left flat, not open. As Gabe went through his progressions, middle of the field was well covered. Incompletion occurred. And for Fort Loramie, it's second and 10 at the Thunderbird 20. 8:07 to go, fourth quarter. It is 45-21. Lima Central Catholic in the lead. Hart, under some pressure, back at the 28, lofts it up toward the goal line, short, and it's intercepted by Lima Central Catholic. The Thunderbirds pick it off at the 1, run it to the 9. Hopefully I didn't hex Gabe with my complimentary comments That ball short. He threw off his back foot. Pressure was starting to get to him. But a little more air and distance under that ball, and it's possibly a touchdown in the end zone. Officials conferring, not sure what took place. You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. LCC will chew the clock now, keep it on the ground. Running play after the interception is good for about 3 out to the 11. Second down and 7 for the Thunderbirds. Hart has thrown 2 picks. Of course, the previous pick before that one, the initial one of this game, thrown by Gabe, came in the third quarter. And it ended up being a 62-yard pick 6 by the Thunderbirds' Quatman. And that really broke this game wide open.
It sure did.
Carson Parker in the offensive backfield at the 5. Pitches into the right flat. Receiver's got it. Makes a couple men miss and scurries on out to the 20-yard line for a first down. Caden Falke hauled it in. Fort Laramie has simply been unaware of what LCC has been trying to do this afternoon. The difficulty is you have to guard against Carson Parker in the middle one-third of the field, but he very quickly can spray the ball out in the flat to his speed guys and get them open in space. LCC very adept at using the entire 53 yards of the gridiron left to right, and it has exposed Fort Laramie here this afternoon. Here's a power sweep. Nothing doing there. Outstanding play by McCumber as the runner for LCC is hog-tied and dropped. Decked way back at the 15-yard line, loss of 6 or 7. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. 45-21. Thunderbirds in the lead. Second and 15 for LCC. That Brock McCumber, a linebacker, has had a super year at LB for Fort Laramie. He has been outstanding on the defensive side of the ball. Brock McCumber, stellar campaign. Snap back to Carson Parker, and he bobs to the left, makes a couple men miss. That play looked like it really had nowhere to go, and somehow he manages to worm his way 8 yards downfield. Third down coming and 7 or 8 to go for a first down for the Thunderbirds at their own 23. 5.5 to go in the game. 45-21, LCC in front. Head coach Scott Pauldy near sideline, milks the clock, takes that play clock way down as far as he can. In a moment, we'll recap for you the computer ranking situations and likely playoff opponents for these two teams next week. Carson Parker up the middle, bucks ahead, meets resistance, nowhere to go, decides to swirl around right end. My gosh, he makes about 11 more. Carson Parker was stoned right at the point of attack, and then he shifted gears, and away he went toward the Fort Laramie sideline, and turned a no gain into about a plus 7 or 8. First and 10, Thunderbirds at the 33. That's been the theme of this game. The few times the Redskins have had Parker stopped, he has managed to weave his magic and get out of trouble, extricate himself from tackle after tackle. Inside handoff on the play to Quatman. Quatman squirms to the line of scrimmage and scraps his way beyond it and picks up 5 more. Fort Laramie has not been in the right place at the right time on defense here this afternoon. Poor tackling. Of course, Carson Parker requires oftentimes at least three, to get him down. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 45-21 LCC. Second down five for the Thunderbirds at their own 38-yard line. The game started favorably for Fort Loramie, which got a fumble from Carson Parker on the play's first game, several yards short of the 50. Redskins with a quick drive, a pass to Eilerman for six, went up 7-0 in the first 90 seconds. And if this play right here, turned in by LCC, is not a microcosm of the whole game, there will never be a better example. Carson Parker kept the football, and behind his entire offensive line, stayed on his feet, inch by inch, foot by foot, pushed it out over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 49. There is a marker. Parker would not go down. That's all there is to it. This offensive line that features two 300-pounders has been awesome here today for the home team, LCC. 6'3", 328, a junior, Gianni McKee. 6'3", 325, a sophomore, Caden Johnson. The guards, Brady Malcolm. 6'2", 227, Chris Cirkovich. 6'1", 209, the center, Andrew Baldoff at 6'3", 211. All underclassmen. And we understand that in the pipeline is another Parker. Another Parker after Carson. His name is Brady. This is a very young LCC team. Keep in mind that Burke and Parker and Matthew Quatman are seniors. But a lot of youth in this program at the 8th, 9th, 10th grade levels for LCC. And I'll repeat, there is another Parker coming along. Penalty walked off against LCC. New line of scrimmage, the 30. 3:17 to go in the game. Second down, 12. Last run by Parker, a very formidable, stubborn one, in which he was gang-tackled by almost the entire Fort Loramie team, is nullified, wiped out. New play from scrimmage from the 30. Parker in the spread, fakes the inside handoff and keeps. Carson Parker lugs it to the 33, got two or three. Fort Loramie hung on to his ankles, and then help came. I'll take a moment and grab my Joe Eitel computer rankings for Division 7, Region 28, Fort Loramie. We understand, according to the latest JoeEitel.com information, will remain an 11 seed, more than likely, ahead of Bradford, behind Mechanicsburg. 11 plays 6. And as of several hours ago, the 6th seed in Ohio Division 7, Region 28, was Cincinnati College Prep. Now, that's not official. Of course, things will be confirmed after all Saturday games are played. I think there were 21 of those statewide. And this is one. Timeout called on the field, 2:08 to go. Back with a little further look at the computer rankings in a moment. 45-21, Thunderbirds over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Redskins have scored 21 points, have threatened a few other times, have pushed it downfield far enough and threatened seriously enough that with a few more plays, that could have scored four or five touchdowns here today, but LCC's defense has stiffened often enough to limit Fort Loramie to 21. Meanwhile, LCC has blitzed the Redskins with 45 points, won a pick six of 62 yards, in the first half, Billy Burke, the 6'6 wideout, wreaked havoc in Fort Loramie's secondary. Carson Parker has run the football like a college fullback here today. The quarterback for LCC has been unstoppable. He has run like a young man possessed. The two Quatmans have been splendid running the ball as well. LCC punting here on 4th and 7 from its own 36. Very high, lofty kick. Will hit at the 38 and then bounce to the 42. Took a Redskins hop. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie at the 42 with a minute 11 left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Again, as we check the computer rankings, Fort Loramie, we're told by Joe Itell, should stand pat at 11 and travel to Cincinnati College Prep. Easy for me to say, Cincinnati College Prep. Was thought a few days ago that the opponent might be St. Bernard Elmwood Place or Southeastern. Latest rankings as of noon today, it's neither. 11 plays 6, Fort Loramie and Cincinnati College Prep. Mechanicsburg is 10, and it would travel to St. Bernard. Layman is 9, and the Cavaliers would go to Cedarville. Of course, Marion Local and Sonia, Riverside, Minster, 1 through 4 in the region. Fort Loramie did a lot of good things today in the pass game, that's for sure. Gabe Hart, except for the 2 second-half picks, played very well. Redskins with a half minute left, run it on 1st and 2nd down. 3rd down coming, 8 or 9 to go. Not sure if Fort Loramie will run another play. So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. We will style your hair, make it shine right away here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. And I cracked my voice on the last word of the play-by-play.
Perfect timing.
In Fort Loramie. Battling the latest nasty variant, no longer communicable. But I've still got some symptoms taking me for who knows how long to get over it. But we got through the game today in pretty good fashion. Fort Loramie didn't play as well as it had hoped. Redskins did do a lot of good things offensively. Pass game click for the most part. Fort Loramie between the 20s, between the 30s. Drove the ball up and down the field all afternoon. LCC did get a few stops. Turned Fort Loramie over on downs in a couple clutch third quarter situations. And LCC rolls on to a 45-21 victory after advancing to a 24-14 halftime lead. Second half of this game, LCC outpoints Fort Loramie 21-7. The pick six is what broke the game open there in the third quarter. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie closes out the regular season 5-5. Lima Central Catholic 6-3. 45-21. Thunderbirds over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Back here once again at Lima Stadium, Jack Kramer, Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. 45-21, Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie. Big third quarter scores by LCC. A 41-yard run to pay dirt by Carson Parker. And then a 62-yard pick six by Matthew Quatman. That took it from 24-14 at the half up to 38-14. And that was the difference in this game. Fort Loramie was simply too far behind with about 16 minutes left in the contest, trailing 38-14. Fort Loramie scores on the day. The first one came in the initial 90 seconds of this game, a 10-yard pass play from Gabe Art to Carter Eilerman, and then a 32-yard pass play, a dandy, from Art to Eilerman later on in the second. The last touchdown by Fort Loramie in the fourth quarter of this game, a Will Holland 5-yard run. That was set up on a beautiful short pass from Hart to Maxwell Maurer, who made a highly skilled run down the field, running by would-be tacklers. Play went for about 45 yards. That set up the 5-yard romp to the end zone by Will Holland. Those were Fort Loramie's three touchdowns here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, want to say thank you very much to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge. The phone number, 937-518-1776. Wisebridge, one of our fine new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And thanks as well to Francis Manufacturing, also new with us, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. We'll close it out in just a moment, and we'll highlight our Clancy star of the game when we come back after we hear from one of our proud sponsors, Knox Machinery, on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Our stars of the game in just a moment. Again, latest JoeItell.com information we have. Fort Loramie, an 11 seed, travels to a 6 Again, latest info, that number six seed is Cincinnati College Prep, just behind Southeastern. That kickoff would be next Friday night at 7. The home team would be Cincinnati College Prep. Lima Central Catholic may jump as high as number 7 in the rankings and would likely play Upper Scioto Valley. LCC is in Division 7, Region 26. Fort Loramie, Division 7, Region 28. LCC, by winning today, advances into the top 8 and gets a home game, more than likely hosting Upper Scioto Valley. It was thought that Ayersville might be the likely opponent, either it or Upper Scioto. We do think, according to the latest Joytel information, it is USV which will travel to LCC, which concludes the year 6-3. Had the game canceled on them by Richmond Heights a couple weeks ago. Fort Loramie, after a 1-3 start, then a nice rush through the middle portion of the year, concludes by bowing at Lucas, and then again here today to Lima Central Catholic by a 45-21 count. Our two stars of the game, Gabe Hart, quarterback for Fort Loramie, played very well, thrust into the starting lineup at QB as Fort Loramie tried to infuse more explosiveness in the pass game into its offense, and I think did that. It was accomplished. Drove the ball up and down the field well enough to score 28 or 35 points. Got stopped a couple times. Shot itself in the foot. LCC's defense rose to the occasion. Two picks haunted Gabe in the second half. One, a big pick six for 62 yards. Of course, Carson Parker, he was a beast. He was mammoth today for LCC. It looked like he had a chip on his shoulder. He ran like a young man possessed. He was outstanding. Carson Parker for LCC, Gabe Hart for Fort Loramie, our stars of this game, brought to you by Clancy's. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Please keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com website. We will let you know in the next day or two what high school football playoff game we will broadcast next Friday night. Layman, Sydney, Anna, Fort Loramie all play week 11. Three of them play on the road. Fort Loramie's likely opponent is Cincinnati College Prep. So many thanks to our great online audience here today. We had a booming audience through the first two quarters or so until Lima Central Catholic began to pull ahead. This is an outstanding LCC team. I remarked in the middle of the broadcast that this might be the best of the last three LCC clubs, the 2021 team, the 2022 team, and this year's club here in 2023. LCC, sky's the limit with Carson Parker at quarterback, the Quatmans running the ball, that huge offensive line with the two 300-plus pounders, and Billy Burke, the 6'6 wide receiver. Fort Loramie did some good things today, especially in the pass offense. Simply was not enough to beat a high-quality opponent like LCC, which played extremely well to close out its regular season before the home crowd here at Lima Stadium. Fort Loramie, like head coach Spencer Wells has said a couple times here in the last few weeks, we are a sleeping giant yet to play its very best game of the year, and who knows, that might be coming. Gabe Hart did perform quite nicely at quarterback here this afternoon for the Redskins, and he was our Clancy's star of the game. Again, thanks to the online audience. We appreciate your interest. Got a lot of texts along the way during the day. People saying, Jack, you're sounding a little bit better each time we hear you. Derek Olding alongside Derek pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Thanks, Derek.
Absolutely.
Great job on the air and engineering. And certainly enjoyed it. Weatherman cooperated. Had some sunshine here in the second half. Once again, the final score, Lima Central Catholic 45 and Fort Loramie 21 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.